Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracy, the fringe and supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today...
we're gonna play America's new favorite game show, The Secret Games, with your host, Toby!
I am your host, Toby, and today we are playing The Secret Game Show. So, let's go ahead and have our contestants introduce themselves. Please start.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Kristen.
Where are you from? Where are you from, ma'am?
From Texas.
Okay. Do you want to tell us about anything about yourself?
Nah.
Okay, good. Thank you. Sir, what's your name?
I'm Rudy. How you doing, man?
Where are you from?
I'm from the Bermuda Triangle. And I don't know how long I can hold this accent for the show.
You're going to steal my shit, man.
Do you want to tell us anything about yourself, Mr. Rudy?
I'm not at liberty to discuss this at this moment.
Okay. And, sir, our last contestant?
I'm Tyler, the only grown up here.
He wishes.
Where are you from,
yeah.
Tyler?
He wishes.
Gainesville, Texas.
Would you like to tell us anything about yourself?
That I'm better than all these people.
Oh!
You gave away your location?
Oh, fighting words snap. Already. Fighting words.
Gave away his location. He's going to be dead first.
That's right.
Okay, so.
It's going to be.
The rules of this game are pretty simple. There's going to be 21 questions. Okay? Since we are low budget, I have written the questions on the computer. They are going to draw numbers out of this hat. And I will ask the question that corresponds with the number that they draw. My contestants have three sets of cards. They have a double down card.
Mm. Yeah.
They can double their points if they play this card. If they are that sure that they know the answer, they can double their points on that question. Okay? They get two of those. They get one redraw card.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they can redraw a number, and the question that they were previously asked goes back into the hat. So then there is the force card. They get two force cards. If they do not know the answer to the question, they can force one of the other two contestants to answer the question. If the other person gets it wrong, they get the two points. If they get it right, they get no points. And then obviously the person that they have chosen to take the question gets the points.
This shit better be good.
Hey, so if she forces me to take a question and I double down on it, do I get 4 points?
Ooh. Yes.
That's right, Chris.
So
but
they are
no one
to
knows
time.
What happens after the freaking microphone
so.
Quit rolling. I'm going to fucking sit there and pin you down at your car and be like, say it again, bitch. Say it again.
I'm just kidding. I'm not seeing anything wrong with this hypothetical situation at all.
I did not plan ahead of who was going to go first. So,
everyone
pick a number between 1 and 10 that I've written down secretly on this piece of paper.
7.
Kristen has picked 7.
1.
1.
4.
Are we doing the highest without going over?
Whoever's closest.
You're the freaking host!
3 was my number. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, 3. So Tyler goes first.
This is fucking planned.
So we go clockwise.
I was waiting for y'all two to pick numbers, and I was just going to pick in the middle of you two.
So,
Price is Right?
That was Price is Right. It went one.
Yeah.
I loaded it.
So, Tyler goes first, Rudy second, and Kristen third. So, Tyler, here, Kristen, shuffle these in the hat. You can use your hand to shuffle them. Okay, Tyler.
Literally nothing moved.
The first question.
Well, I'm first going to fall out the hat. Yeah.
What did you draw?
5.
Number 5.
Oh, just wait. I'm going to fuck you up.
Damn. She's all about this game show. Go ahead. Go, sorry.
For 2 points, what year was the most famous Loch Ness Monster photo taken? A. 1895. B. 1944. C. 1929. Or D. 1934.
It's all you, motherfucker.
That's all right. Let's see what you got.
Yeah, I'd like to use a force card.
Already out the gate!
I'm gonna...
Who are you forcing?
Kristen sounds like she knows what she's talking about over there.
Okay.
I didn't say shit!
So...
Now, she can't force anyone else. She has to do it, right?
She has to do it.
Okay. Now, Rudy!
One force.
Repeat.
Okay, so the question is, for 2 points, what year was the most famous Loch Ness Monster photo taken? A, 1895, B, 1944, C, 1929, or D, 1934?
Say the last two.
C, 1929, or D, 1934?
1929.
1929, C? Is that your final
answer?
We shouldn't do final answer. I think that's copyright. Let's do confirmed answer.
Confirmed answer.
Confirmed answer, 1929. Wrong. It was D.
What
1934.
Fuck!
Tyler.
Damn. Should have used a double down.
Tyler got the 2 points for that.
Oh, I guess
it'd
be... It's 18?
1934. D was the answer.
I watched the fucking this monster movie, and that's not what they said.
The surgeon's photograph is reportedly the first photo of the creature's head and neck. So that's the most famous one. Let's move on, Rudy.
My turn.
All right, let's see what we got
just
here.
So we know, that was not covered in previous...
Not all these.
I have
things.
Number 17.
Like, tell me so they were.
You have number 17.
Oh, that's good for you. Because I can steal it right up from underneath you before
okay.
It gets to be multiple choice.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Contestant Rudy.
Sure.
For 2 points, what is the Silk Road from the Deep Web or Dark Web? Is it A, buy guns, drugs, hitmen, and other illegal items? B, a website with cannibal recipes? C, an auction site for the high-end stolen cars? D, a website to buy rare silk clothing?
I'm going to double down and say A.
Is A your final
answer? A is my final answer. A is it.
Confirmed
A.
Answer.
A is confirmed.
Your confirmed answer is A?
On double down.
On double down? Let me have your double down card. You were right. For 4 points, Rudy...
Bullshit.
Okay.
That was cheating. That's the most easiest goddamn answer.
Well, some of these are going to be...
Loch Ness Monster? We haven't even done Loch Ness Monster.
What was the correct answer to that one?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was A. Buy guns, drugs, hitmen, and other illegal items.
That's what I thought it was.
So, Rudy got that one, so he got 4 points. Kristen, it is your turn to draw from the number hat.
Fucking lations.
Don't be a sore loser.
She hasn't even gone yet. I know. She's already complaining.
I will complain.
Wow. She's a woman.
18.
Right under mine.
She's not going to like this one either.
I'll take a backhand.
For 2 points, what ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located? A, Antarctic Ocean? B, Pacific Ocean? C, Atlantic Ocean? Or D, Indian Ocean?
Say it one more time.
What ocean is the Bermuda Triangle located? A, Antarctic Ocean? B, Pacific Ocean? C, Atlantic Ocean? Or D, Indian Ocean?
Indian Ocean, final answer.
You're going to go with D, Indian Ocean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
It is C, Atlantic Ocean.
You know, I was hoping she was going to do the same thing to me. Because I know my freaking ocean.
Because
I was on a ship for 4 years.
Yeah.
There's
Bermuda's in the Atlantic, sweetheart.
Indian's what, over
it's,
here?
It's by Florida. Florida's one of the points or whatever.
Fucking
So that was round one.
Oh, what, does it make me negative? Great.
No, you don't lose points in this game.
Oh, I'm to zero.
Poo, you're zero. Poo, so Tyler, poo. Round two.
Like I lost anything. You're going down.
I didn't like
man.
That one side three.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fucker.
Upside down one.
You got number one. Question one. For 2 points, what does MIB stand for? Is it A, Men in Black? B, Mystery Investigation Bureau? C, Mysterious Intelligent Beings? I didn't do a D, I don't know why.
I thought you said that we could steal and say what we thought it was.
No, you can't steal.
We'll go with C.
Confirmed.
You're going with mysterious intelligent beings for C.
And the black bitch.
You were wrong.
Men in black.
Really?
Men in Black. That's a real conspiracy type thing.
I thought you were just pulling
the line. Oh, Navy Man.
That's what I was hoping for.
That's exactly what happened.
But we knew. Yeah.
So you get no points. That's what I'm saying. I
still got two more than you, Kristen.
Don't got shit.
He's laying it down.
What do you have? Okay. Two? Well, believe me, at least I know he's Men in Black.
I just didn't think MIB. I didn't think
number 11.
I never go with the obvious choice.
That's your problem.
You don't even know where Florida is at.
Men in Black? MIB.
Okay.
Men in Black. Everybody knows that?
Florida.
Rudy.
Hi.
For 2 points. Uh-huh. What director supposedly filmed the moon landing? Was it A, Steven Spielberg? B, Stanley Kubrick? C, Orson Welles? Or D, Alfred Hitchcock?
Double down and say B, Stanley Kubrick.
Is that your...
That's it. That's my confirmed answer.
Confirmed answer?
Wrong.
That is correct for 4 points.
That's cool. I can't handle it anymore. I'm making
you
mad.
Okay, here, Kristen, it's your turn.
I'm killing this game.
Who's even keeping score? Toby's not.
I've given you everything. I don't have anything else to give you.
21.
That's my
question
number.
Question 21.
21 was a good freaking thing.
Kristen, are you ready?
Sure.
What is the Bigfoot from the Patterson film's nickname? Is it A, Harrison? B, Squatch? C, Patty? Or D, Biggie? What is Bigfoot's nickname?
B, double down.
You're going with B, Squatch.
Double down. Is it not Harrison? Are you
give me your double down card.
Are you kidding me?
It's not Squatch. It is C, Patty. Aww.
Patty?
From the Patterson film.
I hate this fucking game. I'm done. I'm going to go pee. Fuck.
That's the whole entire game.
Just come back in a minute, please, so we can finish this.
You're not my friend, Toby. You're not even my friend.
Okay, Tyler, it is round 3. Please pick a number. Go to the bathroom.
3.
Number 3. For 2 points, when was JFK assassinated? Was it A, July 8th, 1947, B, November 22nd, 1963, C, August 9th, 1951, or D, October 20th,
1964? Ah, jeez.
You do have a redraw, you have a force card, and a double and two double down cards still.
We'll use the redraw card.
The redraw card it is. So number 3 goes back into the hat for later.
Watch me get a number three right off the bat.
If you draw number 3, I'll let you repick.
No, that's some nonsense, man.
Well, I meant to put it in after he redrew.
20.
Question 20. The first secret double for 4 points.
Stuff.
Are you ready for your question, Tyler?
Shit. Yep.
This is for 4 points, this first secret double. What does HARP stand for? Which is ironic, because I think you were in the HARP episode, the very first, second episode.
You answer it, then you're a liar from the first episode.
I don't know if I remember it, though. Go ahead.
Okay, what does HARP stand for? I'll even give you a little hint that it's HAARP. Do you want to force someone else to take it? If they get it wrong, you get the 4 points.
I just want to hear the A, B, and C. Or do you not have
No, them? This one is you have to know it.
Oh, what the hell?
That's why it's
worth
4 points.
Motherfucker!
That's why it's the secret double.
Damn it. Yeah, we'll go ahead and use a force.
Who are you going to force? This is your last force?
Yep, that's my last force, and Kristen can answer it.
Are you?
Rudy knows too much. I need these 4 points.
Okay, so what is Harp there for?
But you're not taking any points away from me.
No.
Do you do know
no,
that,
no, no, no,
right?
Yeah, no. He exactly. gets points if you don't get it. You would get points.
So if you don't get it, then you help me get points. So that's why I picked the obvious Harp. Person that doesn't know it.
So what does Harp stand for? H-A-A-R-P.
God damn it. Do you know it?
No.
Oh, so I could have asked either one. I was just too afraid Rudy actually knew it.
I should have made it a rule that one card was for only one person.
No, that's not fair.
But still, I mean... I next game, the rules change.
Yeah, because I still have 2 force cards.
Do you?
God, I don't even points. Know.
You I'm give up? Even, okay, so Tyler is going to get the 4 points. Oh. By default, it stands
hope
for
happy
high that. Frequency... Active a royal research project.
High
there's no way.
Frequency?
Yeah, I would have never guessed that.
Because there's it's not an
high,
H.
High frequency
and
is,
F.
Is.
Well,
is
it's got hyphen. A hyphen in it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hyphen, you didn't say that.
Rudy?
Let's see
this is round
here.
3, right? Still?
I think so. 2 or 3, something like that.
Hope you're happy.
I got number 4.
Where were you when I needed
number 4.
If we had a team competition, it would be. I'd be all over it.
Have you ever heard people being, like, shitty and, like, teaming up even though they're teams?
Well, if you know it, I'll force it on you then. And then we'll play the game.
And if I know it, then I'll force it on you.
Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, Rudy? Yeah.
Okay. You have Damn found you the me. Next secret double for 4 points. Okay.
Of course, a 4.
This one,
4 points.
This one's a little drug out, so okay. you've got to. This is a matching game for 4 points. Okay. So match these pictures or films with the name. Okay?
Okay.
Loch Ness Monster Picture.
Uh-huh.
The JFK Assassination Film.
Okay.
The Bigfoot Film.
I already know that's Patterson.
Okay. So, what is Bigfoot? Oh, well, here, let me give you the... Zapruder, Patterson, and Surgeon.
Surgeon is Loch Ness... Bigfoot is, say the names again, Patterson, and Zapruder is JFK.
For 4 points?
Yes.
Are you fucking serious?
I just went off the couch.
That's what my point was intended to be.
Good job on that one, that was a good one.
Let me hold that tablet and phone.
I know.
They're right here.
Okay, Kristen.
They're blank.
What do I have? I have shit. I have 0 points?
You have 0 points.
What do they have?
As of right now, Rudy has 12, Tyler has 6, and Kristen has 0.
He has a commanding lead over the rest of everyone else.
I don't know if this at work, Rudy.
Well, luckily, I don't see her that much at work. But when I do, it's going to be on.
Oh, okay. I do see.
What
3.
Number did you draw? 3?
I think we know what that
mad,
one is.
Toby.
Oh, I know what that is.
This depends on you getting laid.
That's not fair to put this on me. Okay, for 2 points. When was JFK assassinated? A. July 8th, 1947. B. November 22nd, 1963. C. August 9th, 1951. Or D. October 20th, 1964. When was JFK assassinated?
Wait a minute, say that again?
The dates?
Yeah.
The dates for JFK assassination don't... Oh, I thought you picked up your phone. No. For JFK to be assassinated, July 8th, 1947, November 22nd, 1963, August 9th, 1951, or October 20th, 1964.
The second one. Double down.
B for November 22nd, 1963, double down. Is that your confirmed answer?
God, yes.
You're correct. Give me your double down. God. 4 points. Good job.
My mom was 5 years old when that happened. That's the only reason why I know goddamn shit.
Four
I was
points.
Like, wait a minute, where's 58 in this?
I only remembered it because of that TV show with James Franco on Hulu.
Yep.
11:22 or 11:23.
We watched that,
whatever,
Kristen.
60.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
My life does not matter around what we watched.
So
it's horrible.
Let's start round 4, Tyler.
How many points do I have now?
4.
Still something.
What number did you draw?
15.
15.
It's not going to get it.
Well, he can't force it on anyone.
Yeah, he's out of force cards. Enough.
And he's out of redraws, so it's on him.
Now. Okay. What were the names of the founding members of the Heaven's Gate religious group? A. Lois and Clark. B. Marshall and Bonnie. C. Ricky and Lucille. D. Ruth and Marcus.
Go with B.
You're going to go with B?
Yes.
Marshall and Bonnie?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your...
confirmed answer.
Confirmed answer?
Yes, it is. What is?
You're right. It is B. Marshall and Bonnie for 2 points. I know it was. He was.
I was like, okay, card, which right? Which one of these sounds like a cold name?
I wanted someone to pick Ruth and Marcus because I was like, okay,
that would have been my second choice.
Would have been. Okay, Rudy, round four.
All right, let's see what we have here. Number two.
Number two. For 2 points. What state did the Roswell UFO crash happen? Was it A?
New Mexico. Just New Mexico. Don't even say it. Just Roswell, New
Are
Mexico.
You sure that's your confirmed
that's
answer?
That's my confirmed answer. New Mexico. Give me the points.
Are you confirmed?
Give me the goddamn points.
2 points. It was Roswell, New Mexico.
Why can't I ever get an easy one?
I know!
Jeez.
It's the luck of the draw. I'm sorry, guys.
Well,
my luck of the
questions.
Draw ain't very good.
I
hope you're happy.
Normally,
yourself.
I suck at game shows. I'm loving this.
There is no prize, by the way. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, what the?
16.
Kristen has drawn number 16 for round four. And that question is... Oh, it's a secret double for 4 points. See, okay. Hold on, though. There's good strategy here.
If you
double down, that's 8 points. And that puts you...
I have a double down.
Yeah, you
did. Yeah, she used them all.
Oh, you did
use them all. Double down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure you're sorry.
Okay.
More in the sack later.
What is the red room from the deep web or dark web used for?
The red room?
The red rooms. The supposed red rooms. What do they claim?
Is it multiple choice?
Nope.
Murder.
You are correct. I will accept that. It is an interactive torture webcam show most of the time. So you get the 4 points!
Insert clapping here.
Yes.
Are we tied?
Thank God. I should have had double down then.
Yes. Tyler and Kristen are tied at the end of round four.
Okay.
With 8 points. Rudy has 14 points.
Wait, what are we?
8. So y'all are battling it out for second right now. Tyler, to start off
Rudy's
round
out of my range. I'm
five
for you. I thought we were doing if you knew the answer, then you just named it. But...
upside down 9.
Tyler drew a 6. For 2 points, what year did the Roswell UFO crash happen?
God damn. Go for it.
A. July 8th, 1947. B. November 22nd, 1963. C. August 9th, 1951. Or D. October 20th, 1964. What year did the Roswell UFO crash happen?
What did you say B was again?
B was November 22nd, 1963.
Go with that one.
Is that your confirmed
that's
answer?
That's my confirmed answer right there.
That's wrong.
That's 47.
That's the assassination of JFK.
47.
Was it the other 60?
47.
Was it 47?
The correct answer was A, July 8th, 1947.
Boom, bitch!
We're still tied.
Doesn't matter, I still knew one better than you, and that is...
I got two.
Fulfilling
life. I haven't looked at one yet. Thank you for hitting my
okay.
Mind. Ten.
You grabbed number 10. For 2 points, where did the USS Eldridge teleport to during the Philadelphia experiment? A. Corpus Christi, Texas. B. Key West, Florida. C. Norfolk, Virginia. Or D. Vermont, Washington.
Norfolk, Virginia. C. That is my confirmed answer.
That is your confirmed answer?
Correct.
Damn, you gave him all the easy ones.
For 2 points, you got it. It is C. Norfolk, Virginia.
What am I compared to him?
Saint, you're tied.
And it is Kristen's turn for the fifth round. To end the fifth round.
Nine.
Up, down, upside down six.
Upside down six. There it is.
Didn't we just do that one?
9. For 2 points. As you puff on your cigarette, you see. For 2 points, what country is the Loch Ness Monster in? A. Finland. B. Italy. C. Australia. Or D. Scotland.
C. Oh, wait, no, wait, wait, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Not confirmed?
Not confirmed.
That's why we confirmed.
D. Scotland.
D. Scotland. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
For 2 points?
For 2 points.
You are correct.
Thank you.
We'll see just the two.
I think it is Scotland.
D. Scotland is where the Loch Ness Monster
They're
is
also
in.
Fucking
Tyler, we are going to start round six.
Upside down eight.
That's the symbol for the Illuminati.
You know what?
Why do you have an upside down
you
eight?
You didn't have 2 8s. We haven't ran across an eight yet.
Oh, hold on. Oh, I should have taken a break a minute ago. I was doing this wrong. We'll take a break a minute. Okay, eight. I'll edit all that out. For 2 points, where did the Salem Witch Trials take place?
Oh my god.
A. Michigan. B. Minnesota. C. Montana. Or D. Massachusetts.
Double down, Massachusetts.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Confirmed answer.
For 4 points because of the double down?
Yes. Wait.
You just it's a
no,
2 point question.
No, he confirmed it.
I know.
Wait.
It's
he
2 points.
He confirmed it.
You've already confirmed.
Hmm?
It is the Massachusetts. You get 4 points. Oh.
Video really? Game. Video games do teach you something.
There's not enough questions. There wasn't Fallout. Even yeah. amount number of questions.
13. Lucky number 13. Toby.
So, another secret double for 4 points. Rudy.
Okay.
I feel as if you're going to get this one, Rudy. What does GMO stand for?
Genetically modified organisms. That is my confirmed answer.
For 4 points, you've got it.
That's shit.
That is correct. I'm sorry. All right, Kristen.
Do I have two?
Yes, you do.
19.
You get question 19, eh?
19.
For 2 points. Was the project MKUltra a project to make a stealth technology? True or false?
A stealth technology?
Was project MKUltra a project to make stealth technology?
True.
Is that your confirmed answer?
Final answer.
Confirm.
Confirmed.
We, no copyrights, Ixnay.
Confirmed.
I'm sorry to say that this is false. It was a mind-altering project.
That's fucking bullshit.
And on that note, look who's beating Kristen.
Okay, we're going to take a small break before we go into our last and final round. The stakes may be raised in this round.
It's a mind control.
Yeah, he said stealth.
You said stealth.
Stealth is mind control.
No, it's
not. Wait, what?
Stealth is like disappearing and turning invisible.
You can't see it.
Oh, well, I just don't know.
We will be right back after this small break from our sponsors.
If I would have known that, then I would have.
Interrupt this regularly scheduled program to introduce this random message.
What up, everybody? This your boy B-Rob, the host of the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast. Join me once weekly as I talk about random stuff, I guess. So if you enjoy things out of the norm and anything like that, give me a listen. I'm on iTunes, Stitcher, and all those other cool places. Or if you like Walmart like I do, you can follow me on Instagram at randomramblingsw_Rob and follow my Walmart log, hashtag Walmart log. Matter of fact, if you want to find me, look up the hashtag RRRPC. That's three R's, PC. That stands for Random Ramblers with Rob Podcast. It's random, I know. Also, if you want to find me on Twitter, you can hit me up at RRR_podcast. That's 3 R's_podcast. Also, go to my website, randomrobcast.com. That way, you can support the podcast by buying some merch. Hell, my wife even wrote a book. It's called Dark Deception. It's down there. Go to the homepage, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see all that cool stuff. So, thank you. Appreciate you. Be random.
Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio as we chat with comic book professionals, reviews, spoofs, talk about back issues. Everything swampy under the sun happens here. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, our YouTube channel, and we're on every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern on PodcastRadioNetwork.net. Join your hosts, Dave and John, Parlapod.com. Let's go into the green. We'll see you in the swamps. In the swamps.
Are you feeling the effects of the PG era? Do you miss the beer drinking and middle fingers? There is a cure for you.
Watch Talk Wrestling!
This is Scotty Stevens.
And this is Blown Star.
We bring you all the action and drama of the Monday Night Wars.
WWF Monday Night Raw takes on WCW Monday Night Raw 20 years ago.
Interact with us on Facebook and Twitter.
Download us on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher.
We are back for the final round.
Oh, shiitakes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And in this final round, it's not going to be single questions to each person. It's going to be everyone answers these last three questions. They're going to write their answer down on a piece of paper. And if they get it right, they still get the amount of points the question is worth. And we will continue the game.
All right.
Do I have to put my name on this?
No, because no. he'll ask.
I'm going to ask you what you put after you write it down. Okay. The first question is for 2 points.
Toilet pen.
What?
Thank you.
Okay. Sure.
For 2 points, who killed Lee Harvey Oswald? Was it A, Mark David Chapman, B, Leroy Jenkins, C, John Wilkes Booth, or D, Jack Ruby?
Easy one.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Kristen, are you done?
I think so.
Do you want me to read the names again?
No. Yes.
Who killed Lee Harvey Oswald? Was it A, Mark David Chapman, B, Leroy Jenkins, C, John Wilkes Booth, or D, Jack Ruby? Did you pick?
Yes.
Kristen, did you pick?
Yes.
Okay. What did you pick, Tyler?
B.
B. Leroy Jenkins.
Shot in the dark.
Leroy Jenkins is not
Leroy
right.
Leroy Jenkins.
What did you pick, Rudy?
I picked D, Jack Ruby.
Okay.
That's, I changed my answer to D.
That is 2 points. Kristen, what did you pick?
Jack Ruby.
You got the 2. Tyler and...
Why is it all marked out over there?
Yeah. No, it's not. Rudy. Jack Ruby.
Okay, for our second question of the final round. For 2 points, what year did Apollo 11 land on the moon? Was it A, 1979? Was it B, 1957? Was it C, 1969? Or D, 1977?
Say it again.
What year did the Apollo 11 land on the moon? Was it A, 1979? B, 1957? C, 1969, or D, 1977. Are y'all all ready?
I'm ready.
Confirmed? Kristen, you ready? Okay, Tyler, what did you put?
B. If I guess B enough, eventually I might get it right.
You guess B, 1957. That is wrong. Rudy?
I put 1957 too. What is it?
The correct answer is C, 1969, because it's almost to the day, 10 years prior to my birthday.
Ah! Ooh.
Bit of trivia for you bitches.
That is so cheating. I'm sorry, Gavin, I didn't cuss in front of
you. Kristen?
I put 1957.
Okay, so Rudy got the points because it was C, 1969.
So is this the tiebreaker between me and Kristen right now?
Hey,
it actually is.
Hey, you know, you could have done
a lot of pressure.
You could have done a trick question and said it never landed.
See, I was gonna do some goofy stuff, but I wanted to do stuff that
like
people,
legit,
yeah, okay. So that people believe. Okay, I mean, there's still gonna be people that believe.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, the final question: what state for 2 points? What state was Mel's Hole located? Was it A, Washington, B, Montana, C, Kansas, or D, Connecticut? Tyler has no clue. He did not listen to our Mel's Hole episode.
Definitely not.
Can you say them again one more time?
What state was Mel's Hole located? Was it A, Washington, B, Montana, C, Kansas, or D, Connecticut?
Can I use a double down?
Nope. No, the cards are no longer valid. They will be counted as 2 points.
No, we're not cheating. I already had mine written down first thing.
Okay, Tyler, what did you have for your choice?
Well, you know, since B has failed me over and over again, I chose B.
You chose B, Montana. That was incorrect.
Damn it.
Rudy?
Washington.
A, Washington.
Y'all both pick A, Washington. Y'all both get 2 points.
How come none of these questions are due?
Plus, I got my 6 points for the cards.
Rudy got 2 points apiece for each card he has.
I have fourths and fourths.
Yeah, you have six cards. You have 6 points.
Rudy has 2 force cards and a redraw card.
These.
Kristen also gets her 6 points, and Tyler gets 2 more points because he had a double down card.
And
so.
I'd like to say Kristen is the better man.
Rudy had 32 points. Tyler had 14 points. And Kristen ended up with 20 points. Tyler, you were dead last.
Yep.
Kristen, you came in second. Rudy, you are
you're not first, you're last.
You are our first secret game show champion.
That smells like victory to me.
Second is better than last, because last time I was last.
We do not have a prize for you, I have to apologize, but you have the bragging rights.
That just proved I'm a bigger nut job than the rest of you guys. Yeah, I really did.
You know what? That's right. Yeah, at this game, I'm better than everyone.
Tyler's like, good. I'm glad I don't know this stupid shit.
I ain't no nerd.
I will gladly accept my nerddom.
Do you have a
no offense to everyone?
Do you have a speech or anything for your winnings?
I do not. I did not prepare to win. I'm like, oh my god, I'm all sweaty
like
and where's my crown? Where's my
like
crown?
There you go. I'd
like to thank Team Mystic.
Oh, that is sad because me, Kristen, and Tyler are all Team Instinct. It's Pokemon
I'd
Go.
Like,
if
I'd like
you
to
don't
thank
know.
Kristen and Toby and Tyler for like sucking it up. So I appreciate you guys. I like
you
like
all.
To thank,
anytime,
like,
man.
I like thank God and my parents for being as weird as me. So
for winning, we'll let you have that gym over there for a day.
Yeah, I don't want that gym over there for a day. I've got my own jams.
So that's going to do it for the secret game show. I hope you enjoyed us being ridiculous.
Yeah.
And everyone.
Smashing victory.
Smashing victory.
For the oldest nerd here.
Everyone say goodbye. We're going to call it a night.
Goodbye.
Say
goodbye from the winner. That's all that matters.
Remember, spay and neuter your children.
What?
What? I hope you enjoyed our 25th Celebration Game Show. We've had a lot of fun doing this podcast, and 25 episodes is just a small milestone. We've got plenty of great shows coming up in the future. Next Friday, we have our Mandela Effect episode. Then you'll get our second installment of After Dark. Then we'll be releasing The Bunny Man Myths, Malaysia Flight 370, and then we kick off our spooky October episodes. We do have a voicemail now. You can call and leave any type of suggestions, comment on old episodes. You can tell us that you love us. You can tell us how great we are. or you can tell us that we suck. That might hurt our feelings, but if you must, I guess go ahead. Don't be shy either. The number is 304-602-SHH. That's 304-602-SHHH. Or for the people who didn't grow up in the 90s where you could spell out words on the phone like that, it's 304-602-7444. Give us a call and we'll play it on the show next week. We did get a voicemail from a few people already, so I'm going to go ahead and play those for you.
What up? This is boy B-Rob from the Random Ramblers with Rob podcast. I just wanted to tell you that I hate you and also tell you that I love you. And I got some secret classified information. I'm in Walmart right now, leaving you a voicemail. This is weird, right? Me being in Walmart? Who would have thought? But don't tell nobody, though, because I'm supposed to be doing laundry, and I'm in Walmart. So I can't do laundry in Walmart, but I wish I could, and I'll be able to stay in here longer. Oh, shit, this is a Deadpool T-shirt. Look, you can hear me shifting through the clothing right now. But anyway, you got a voicemail from me, and feel free to do the same for myself. Myself, for me, that don't even sound right. But my number is 304 as well. We got the same area code, 825-5762. Giggity, giggity goo. Oh, ooh, and here's a secret transmission. That was supposed to be backwards. I don't even know if that's going to make up anything, but you can probably take the audio and see if you spin it backwards, if it even says something. It would be pretty cool if some actual words was made out of that, because I just made it up. I might be possessed by the devil, like I'm a preacher or something. Yeah. B-Rob, out.
Hey, Toby. And friends from Secret Transmission. This is Alex and Zach.
Yeah, we're calling with some hate mail.
Nah, he's just fucking with
you. Actually, I'm just fucking with you. We're in the car right now. We're going across the street. Alex keeps telling me about how he saw, like, some ghost or some Bigfoot thing.
Do you ever fucking clean this car out, man? It's a mess here. There's shit all over the floor. Like,
it's an apocalypse. Who the fuck am I trying to impress?
Wait, turn up. You gotta turn up here on the left.
Hold on. Now, I know where I've driven a million times. Do you want me to just blow the fucking zombie over?
Yeah, watch out for that horde there.
Well, then get out of the fucking way.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a right. So we're going on a ghost hunt right now, guys.
Take a left, now I'm taking a right. All right,
we'll take it straight. I don't know. But we're on our way to go hunt down some ghosts. I think they were ghosts. They might have just been people. We were pretty popped up on a lot of believe and stuff. So just want to say, dude, we fucking love the show. And thank you for calling us, too. Hope you guys are surviving out in the apocalypse. And keep up the good work.
Come on, go!
Peace out, guys.
Listen, this is Governor Ventura, and I'm calling to tell you all on the Secret Transmission podcast that backmasking is no joke. They're putting satanic messages in the music so that the children will be involved in a satanic New World Order conspiracy. They're in line with the WWE and Shaquille O'Neal, the noted Satanist. I just think that we shouldn't be mocking, you know, people like Alex Jones and the rest of the communities that are dropping the dope on the American public to let them know how things really are. Take it from me. I was a governor, a Navy SEAL, and I fought a predator once. You should see my documentary, Predator. It's probably on Netflix or something stupid like that. Anyway, I enjoy the show. Over and out.
Hey, this is Dave from Parlapod, just calling in to tell you that I love the Secret Transmission podcast. I look forward to my weekly facts, phenomena, and fun every time I tune into your show. So keep up the good work. Looking forward to future episodes. And, I'm not fitted for a tinfoil hat yet, but sometimes I do have to run and hide in my closet. So, you're doing a good job. All right, again, Dave from Parlapod. I love you.
So I'd like to say thanks to Rob from the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast. That dude is pretty random and funny. Check out his show, Zach and Alex from the Is Anyone There podcast. They live in a post-apocalyptic zombie universe. Listen to them. They give tips on survival techniques and just everyday living in the zombified world. They really, truly do save lives. And, I mean, I feel pretty honored to have the governor, Jesse the Body Ventura, call in. I'm sure you can catch him dropping in on the guys over at the podcast 1289. So go listen to them, and maybe you'll hear the body on there. Also, Dave from Parlapod, thank you for calling. And thank you for always harassing me with the Kermit the Frog pictures on Twitter. Go check out his show if you like comics, and if you're a fan of Swamp Thing, I think you'll really enjoy his show. If not, just download it anyway. I also have this weird message I saved for last. We've been getting some crazy coded messages on Twitter from someone. All we know is that he goes by the name Dr. Glenn Johnson. Some of these codes are pretty crazy hard to figure out. He's been sending codes in hexadecimal. We've had to use a audio spectrum analyzer to get his messages. Shifted alphabet, Morse code, steganography, and recently in runic alphabet. Here is his message we got after solving some of these codes.
Congratulations. You've done very well so far. But this is just the beginning. Know that if you decide to go further, there is no coming back.
We are going to go down this rabbit hole as far as we can with the doctor. So hopefully, in a few weeks, we'll be able to share more information about what we've found. But, until then, subscribe to us on iTunes, rate and review, follow us on Twitter at SecretTransPod, email us at SecretTransmission@Hotmail.com, leave us a voicemail, 304-602-SHH, that's S-H-H-H, or 304-602-7444. And tune in next week as we try to explain the unexplainable.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger?